Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Ilya from WNYC with a Trump Inc. podcast extra. Since you listen to this podcast, you already know that at the end of every episode, we ask you to send us tips. And you have delivered photos, documents, information. Thank you so much. Please keep those tips coming. We wanted to give you a look at how we put those tips to use. So with me now is ProPublica's Catherine Sullivan. She is a researcher who reads and catalogs all those tips you're sending. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Ilya.
So you have a little bit of a scoop for us. This is our first story from a listener tip, right?
Yes. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's sending in tips or questions. I've been reading all of them. I might not have responded to you yet, but I apologize. I am seeing them, so keep them coming.
So what caught your attention about this particular tip that we're going to talk about today?
We got a tip through WhatsApp. It's a secure messaging service, a popular app, and we followed up on it, and we found out that there is a company in Indiana that is manufacturing replicas of the presidential seal onto golf tee markers for a Trump golf course.
Huh. Golf tee markers.
Golf tee markers.
I'm not a golf guy. What are those?
In this case, they are round metal made of aluminum about a foot across, and they just sit in the grass to mark off where you stand to take your first shot.
How do we know that these presidential seal golf markers are being made for the Trump Organization?
We actually saw an order form that had Trump International listed as the client for these golf tee markers. And then to try and verify that, I called the company. I spoke briefly to the owner. And he verified that they were, in fact, making them and that they were golf tee markers and that they would be placed on a golf course.
A golf course.
Yes. He didn't exactly say which golf course they would be on. So then if you go to the company's Facebook page, Eagle Sign and Design Inc., you'll see a album called Presidential Seal, and it has a very clear picture of the golf tee marker presidential seal. And the caption of the album says Trump International Golf Course.
Is there a golf course called Trump International Golf Course?
So the Trump Organization owns about 17 or 18 golf courses. Some are under construction. And four of them are called Trump International Golf Course.
Can you give me a sense of where those are?
The one in the U.S. is in West Palm Beach, Florida. There's one in Scotland, Dubai. There's one in Ireland, and there will soon be one in Indonesia, in Bali.
So these seals could be going all over the globe.
Yeah, we don't know where they're going. Yeah.
Huh. Eagle Sign and Design Inc., what do we know about them?
So they're a company based in Indiana, and they make all types of metal signs for golf courses, and they've actually made signs like this for Trump's golf courses in the past.
Oh, so they have a business relationship.
Right.
Okay, so let's drill down on what might be improper here, because you see the presidential seal all kinds of places. I don't know, like Morgan Freeman, President of the United States, disaster movies, stuff like that. What's the big deal if a Trump golf course uses that seal on a golf tee marker?
The official seal of the President of the United States, its use is codified by law, and it's only supposed to be used in very specific instances. Those include, obviously, when the president himself is speaking in public office or on Air Force One. This law says they're not supposed to be used for commercial purposes.
And we're talking about the bald eagle with the arrows in his claws?
Right. It's the presidential crest, which is the bald eagle. He has 13 arrows in his left talon, and he has olive branch in his right talon. And it's in a circle that says the Office of the President of the United States.
So the presidential seal here is kind of like the symbol of the artist formerly known as Prince. It's only for use by that man at that time, yeah?
Yeah, that's maybe a good analogy for it. There have been cases of the presidents using the seal on gifts, like on M&Ms or jelly beans. Both George W. Bush and Obama had presidential golf balls. But I talked to some lawyers about what the difference is, and they said the difference here is that those items were for personal use, and they were not for commercial use. They were ordered by the president as a person and not by a company.
In the eyes of the law, the Trump Organization is just another private business. So how problematic or illegal is this?
Right. So I think that's kind of the fundamental question here. So I spoke to Kathleen Clark. She's an ethics lawyer. She's a law professor. And she had some thoughts about it.
It is an expression of the idea that public office and public authority should not be used for private gain. And here, what it's doing is it's imposing a prohibition, not specifically on government employees, but on the private sector, saying, don't you misappropriate these symbols, these government symbols.
So I showed this picture to Kathleen Clark, the lawyer, so she could see it.
And there it is.
Yep.
Presidential seal.
It's made from aluminum. Let's see, I have the dimensions.
That's okay. Wow. So let me just pull up the presidential seal.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know I'm not your fact checker, but...
Go ahead.
I just want to get a sense of, like, how similar it is. Wow.
Sounds like she hasn't seen anything like this before.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I remember a few years ago in my Brooklyn neighborhood, there was a bagel joint that borrowed the symbol of one of our New York City subway trains, the F train, and they got in trouble and they actually had to take that down, F train bagels. Is this sort of the same basic idea? Like, private business can't use certain kind of precious public symbols?
I do know that in 2005, The Onion, the satirical website, they had a column where they occasionally did radio broadcasts that they pretended were from the office of George W. Bush, and they were using a replica of the seal, presidential seal. And the Bush administration counsel, White House counsel, actually wrote them a letter and demanded them to take it down.
Okay, so in this case, we have the Trump administration and the Trump organization on opposite sides of this issue. And as we understand the law, it would be illegal for a Trump golf course to use tee markers for members without some kind of special public dispensation from the president. And as far as we can tell, there has been none. Now that you've been sitting with this story for a few days, Catherine, what are your thoughts?
I've been thinking about this, and especially recently when Donald Trump Jr. was in India, he spent a lot of time ensuring people that there was no conflict of interest and that the company was separate from his father's role as president. And this just seems like a really little thing that's really obvious that's mixing the president with the company.
Right. So the president's private business, the Trump Organization, has commissioned this product in a way that maybe could be breaking the law. The law seems pretty clear on this issue, and it's not like anybody's exactly harmed. But then again, it's another example of the Trump Organization and the Trump White House just sort of blurring the lines. What have you heard from the Trump Organization and from the White House?
We reached out to the Trump Organization, to the White House, and to the Department of Justice, and they declined to comment.
All right, so big thank you to our tipster who wishes to remain anonymous. And if you have something to share, we are all ears. You can call or text us via Signal or WhatsApp. The number is 347-244-2134, or head on over to TrumpIncPodcast.org. Catherine Sullivan, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ilya.
And one PS here. We looked up the specific relevant statute. It turns out a violation of this law is punishable by a fine or up to 6 months in prison, but the president can give his permission for the seal to be used for commercial purposes.